This episode, when a job turns from a dream into a nightmare. Johnny likes the opening of that one. Folks, if you've been doing home repair for any amount of time at all, and this is whether you're a professional handyman or not, but if you've ever done a project, you get this very simple task and it turns into a monster. So we decided we'd give you some tips that will reduce your frustration and make the job a little bit less challenging, although it will still be challenging. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled, When a Job Turns from a Dream into a Nightmare. And to help me explain, here is Freddy Krueger. I mean, John is here to talk about what happened this week, perhaps, if any dreams turned into nightmares. So there you go.
You don't have to just be working as a handyman working on homes. Any of you guys out there as mechanics, you know,
it doesn't matter. About? It's across the board, yes.
And I've got several things more or less in my mechanical days than as being a mechanic than a handyman on a home. Homes seem to be easier to fix than a little bit more precision things like engines and things like that. But I did have, you know, I got into one this week. It was, hey, come on over and fix this. It's, you know, just you got a few minutes. I just need a new overflow cover on my tub. You know, the ones that fit in the front. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, no problem. Go over there. Well, the bolt was rotted flush off.
Yeah, the fun never stops. Hey, before we dive into it, Johnny, remember,
yes,
it's PSA time, right? So this is public service announcement, mostly for us. we want to remind you all to please, if you
would. Selfish in that
it's
way.
Selfish in that way. We have a YouTube channel. It's Handyman Pros Radio Show. And if you would like to see us, you may go over there to the Handyman Pros Radio Show on YouTube. But if you would you please like and subscribe to our shows? We are working the algorithm to try to get this show out to more and more people because, as we've always say, our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation. We're trying to save as many people in the world time, money, and aggravation. That happens by teaching the computers to send us when people ask for questions that come out. So if you would do it, we would appreciate that. Again, hit like and subscribe and or do it on YouTube as well. So with that, Johnny, let's dive into this one. Yeah, this simple project that turns into a nightmare. I have to tell you, I have a house right now that I'm redoing. This is one of my rentals. It's on a turnover and it's got the drain in the tub is corroded and I would like to replace it, but Larry's looking at it going, oh, this could be an absolute nightmare. And I can see it in advance. So I'm sort of like, you know,
there's two categories on this and you just hit one of
yes.
them. One of them is you see it in advance. If you've been doing stuff long enough, whether you're a mechanic or whether you're, you know, you can see stuff in advance, or a handyman. You're going to look and say, okay, I know what I've done this before. I know what the pitfall, this could happen. The other thing is that, then the second category, at least to me, is, you get surprised.
Right.
I think in your case, when you know that it's going to be a nightmare, I don't think I get as aggravated or, worked up. Versus when I get surprised, because
well,
I know
this,
that I know
true.
I know yes. that I'm about to embark on a trip through a nightmare. Versus I find myself having a great day and now I'm in a nightmare.
Yes, and for me, I mean this is my personal experience. These the ones that always turn into the worst nightmares are the ones that in theory should only take you a couple of minutes,
Bingo.
Right? And it's always something simple. I'm trying to think what the last one I had was. There was one that just happened to me. And there is, in my world, there is a phrase that I use that is not a very nice phrase that I cannot say, but my wife has it down. If there are the GDs and MFs, then it's gone south. Yeah. It's gone south. And it's like, you know, and it always seems to be something that I'm just like, oh, I'll just quickly do this. It's really simple. It's just going to happen. And the next thing I know, you know, it's the old busting of your knuckles when you're working on a car or truck. You know, I just need to take this bolt off and smash your hands go because the thing's rust welded together. And then you're like,
well, I'll just say that one of my bigger surprises is, you know, hey, all I got to do is replace the clutch in my, you know, in my car, in my Jeep. And so I get the transmission out. I'm about to replace the clutch. And guess what? The rear main seal on the engine is gone. So, you know.
Yeah.
So a clutch job just turned into, you know, a whole another.
A whole engine new world.
Yeah. Thing.
So. I've had that happen, actually, literally in home repair. I've had that happen where somebody said, hey, could you fix the drywall? I've just got this little hole.
And here we go.
A hole in the drywall on my windowsill. And this one, I'll never forget this one because it happened to be in a condo as well, a third floor condo with one floor above it. And this particular condo had an assessment to redo the outside, the stucco coating on the outside. So of course I'm like, all right. So I go in and of course I scrape the drywall away and the sill is gone. It's literally rotted away. And I open up the rest of the top of the sill of the drywall and I see that there's no studs under the window for about a foot and a half. And I was just, because they're rotted, it was completely gone. And I just looked, I stopped. And I said, let's get into it.
So folks, these are the things. That's the two categories that I think, you know, that hit me. One is what Larry was saying, that, you know, you're about to embark on a journey through a nightmare and you kind of know it. The other is that you're having a good day and now you find yourself in one. And that's really frustrating.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that, and let's talk about what we've learned on this. Because if you're just new to this stuff and you find yourself in a situation like that, you know, it can be, it depends on what your personality is.
Take a deep breath.
You know, when they say count to 10 and things like that, they really mean, you know, walk away from it for a second and just think about things.
Yep.
I will tell you that, one of the things that I used to do that worked great for me is that if I had the time, and I would look over this whole nightmare that I'm about to go, you know, that I discovered. Let's take that engine thing. I would sleep on it.
Yeah.
Because I know my personality. I know nothing about was going to go right at this point. Walk away, you know, and think about it. In other words, what, to your point, Larry, take a deep breath, whether that's take five or take the whole day and just think about it. And now you've got some, you know, now your brain will start to, you know, you'll start to rationalize things about, you know, what's the next steps here?
Are the next steps?
Because this is really a problem solving kind of exercise.
One other quick thing that jumps into my mind is if you come on these problems late in the day, definitely walk away because you're or if you're hungry, you know, hangry before lunch, hangry, go have lunch, don't force it. Right.
And what this, exactly. And what this allows you to do is to regroup. Okay. Yes. And get yourself back to a state where you can, you know, reapproach this problem. So that leads us into the next point here is kind of assess the situation.
Right.
So now I got myself into this. I calm myself back down because you want to do a good job. You want to get the job done and so on and so forth. Now, if it's at a customer site, you know, you need to explain that to them, but you need to assess the situation of what's going on. Okay. That's the timing. That's the, you know, how am I going to fix this? What kind of tools do I, you know, what kind of
the
materials
whole,
do I need?
Yeah, the whole thing. How much additional potential damage is there? Because some like just using my example of this wall thing, and then what are some of the other ramifications as well? Like this, with this particular one in the wall, for my situation, because it's a condo and I know where the water came from the outside stucco, I know it. And so I just backed off on it and said, we're going to get into communication here in another minute, but I was just like, it's not beyond my scope to repair. But the question for me at that point is, who's responsible for the repair, which is a different question than, can I repair it, right? But you do have to get into that question, is this above my scope? Is this, you know, John said it, materials, time. And if you're on a for-hire job, probably one of the biggest takeaways, if you're actually a handyman, is one of the biggest takeaways is that certain jobs, until you open the walls, you may never know. So I always, when we talk pricing and things on these kinds of positions, I'm always very hesitant to give an exact price, or I try to range it, but boy, sometimes you can get bitten. And that's a big stressor, right?
Yeah.
It's a huge stressor.
And this goes for either your handyman or your homeowner.
Or a homeowner, right.
You know, that one of the things is, you know, we're always talking about maintenance and repairs and things on this program. So let's counterpoint that with a new construction. Okay. New construction or a total rip down renovation.
Right.
Now you pretty much know from the get go what you got to do. But what we're talking about is you're going to step into something now that, you know, like a lot of times when we get called out, or maybe as the homeowner, you say, hey, I just want to fix my wall. But now you start to take it apart, and this is leading to, you know, step two, step three, so on and so forth.
And I have just another quick story. I happened to get called out to a house. They had a drywall issue, and it was on one wall, one corner of the house, and it just was bubbling a little bit. So I'm like, I go and I put my hand on it, and I'm like, it feels not wet, but it feels damp. And this was the assessment part of it. I'm like, why is that? And I feel it, and I ask, is there any water do you have any drainage issues? Is there any water here? This feels damp to me. And they said, no, we don't have anything like that. And long story short, I open up the wall and there's just a ton of it's not water damage, but everything was moist. And when I mean moist, it was going to cause water damage. Right. Long story, just going to rush to the end. Long story short, the water main had actually cracked underneath that corner of the house, and the ground, I didn't realize until I went outside, because I was like, why is this happening? I go outside and the ground is just damp out there. The ground is damp. Right. And I get in there, and long story short, it's right. The water main ran right up. I could see where the water main came in the house, which was farther down the way, but it broke right up under the corner of the house, and the water was just, it was there constantly. And I asked, my question was, what's your water bill? And they go, like $200 a month. And I was like, didn't you think that was a little high? And they go, no, it's always been that way. And I'm like, oh my God, like this has been broken long.
So they just stepped into a nightmare. And then you got to deliver the news right at that point to the folks, you know.
Yeah, well, the good news in that particular case was it was a simple dig. It happened to be a PVC main water line. Fixed it in 3 hours, you know, because it took me more time to dig it up than it did anything else. And it was wham bam done, and all of a sudden their water bill went from $200 a month down to about $30.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, at least it didn't crack like underneath a, you know, slab on grade.
As we've told that story of your customer who.
Yeah. So then you're really stepping into something there, you know?
Yep.
I think, you know, to keep going on the list here.
Yep. Assess the situation.
Situation. Yep. So, you know, you kind of step back. Now I got to think about it, you know, maybe write some stuff down, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to call some help, you know? And then maybe the time is now to communicate, you know?
Sure. Get with the homeowner and explain to them what's happening or show them, you know, either way and do that. And you know, just go, wow. You know, I mean, you know, usually for me, it's a wow. Like, wow.
You know, I'll give you an example, and that's delivering the news part.
Right.
And it's not always easy because nobody wants to deliver bad news.
No.
You know, I remember when we had a car and the radiator, you know, it was like it kept going dry, and I'm like, you know, well, it's leaking somewhere, right? And the guy, and this guy's like, he goes, let me see that thing. You know, puts his foot behind the exhaust pipe, and the, you know, it's getting wet. And he goes, yeah, your head gaskets are gone. So, surprise, deliver that kind of news, right? You know, you think you just got a bad hose or something, but to your point, you know, it's you gotta communicate with everybody,
right? Right.
You know, that might be you in my case that I, you know, or vice versa when I get stuck. you gotta talk to somebody. And it actually helps you out, and everybody's got to understand it. Because the sooner you get the bad news, you know, not
rip
that
the
things can't
off.
Be fixed.
Just do it.
Yeah,
just
not
do
that
it.
Things can't be fixed. It's just, well, it gets a little bit bigger than a lot of people or you might be expecting.
Yeah, it gets out of budgetary constraints, and sometimes it can be way out of budgetary constraints. So,
well, and that leads into, you know, the next one that we've got down here is maybe time to adjust your expectations.
Right. Well, and that's too, and that's a multitude of things, right? Not only is it money, it's also time, because it from what always seems like it's going to be a simple repair, now it can drag out to days, well, maybe hours, days, maybe weeks, just depends on the severity. But it always takes more time than it does anything else. And if that's I guess that can be an issue, right? I mean, it can be an issue. So for both you as a contractor and or as the homeowner, because they're not expecting you to be there for 2 days. They're expecting you to be there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever. And now you're there for 2 or 3 days and along with the, you know, it's time, money. And then there's the aggravation factor as well. So it's time, money, and aggravation. It's like, ugh. So did I get everything there, John?
No, that's it. You know, it's always, you know, you have to be realistic. I think, Larry, one time, you know, we talk about this a lot with some of our customers. Sometimes we do get into a big time nightmare scenario that there might be a workaround.
Yes.
So we can reset some expectations. You know, is this going to be the exact proper way to do this? Well, the exact proper way might be to, you know, to take a bulldozer to your, you know, your house. But can I get another 10 years out of this or whatever it might be, you know, and, you know, a roofing issue, perhaps, you know, I don't want to put a whole new roof on right now. Can you just fix some of the holes? Right.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really super good example. I always refer to that with like drywall repairs. If we need to get into a wall to do drywall, well, when are you painting? Because if you're going to paint the whole home, you know, the time to do drywall is do drywall and drywall repairs or get behind the drywall is right before you paint. Because once you do your repair and then you paint and everything's good, you know. Don't do it afterwards, because then you're going to have to try to match.
Yeah, there's an order to these things.
There's an order.
But there's a lot of times that I have to communicate with, you know, a homeowner that says, hey, you know, here's what we got. Here's your options.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, and roofing is probably one of the biggest ones. I mean, because you can have a brand new roof. It can be brand new. And you can have storm damage that technically you could call your insurance company and they'll give you another new roof. But at the same time, do you want to do that when you could just put roofing patch on it, particularly if it's in a place that you can't see, you know, if it's on the backside of the house or something, and you can get by for, gosh, 30 years till you need a new roof. Now, the insurance company, even though they'll replace it, you know, that has its own issues in and of itself. You know, will they continue to cover you? Will they, you know, will they flag you for, you know, anytime you need something more important? So it is kind of one of those interesting things, that, and roofing is a great example. Even if you have an older roof, say a mid-grade roof, and you just get one little hole in it, you can patch it, and you still get five more years out of it, or 6 or 10 years more out of it, you know, where that's a really great example of doing a workaround. So yeah. I like that, Johnny. Yeah. I like that a lot.
The next one that we had here was seek help, which we kind of lumped in with communicate. But I would, you know, it's either talking with you, talking with another, you know, talking with somebody, you know, other than mumbling to yourself is, you know, really got face facts here and get some help from other experts and consultant, you know, get something, you know, somebody behind you that can help. You know, and that might even be like YouTube too.
I was going to say even you know, some YouTube videos or some Handyman Pros Radio shows. We've got lots and lots of shows out there.
Exactly. In this, you know, I think back on, hey, my refrigerator doesn't work, so I start taking it apart. Well, you know, the next thing I know, I'm on YouTube. you know, because you know, I'm gonna cut this thing as fast as I can. I'm gonna go seek help on this so I don't fumble around with it. You know, and it seems like no matter what you're faced with, somebody else has already been faced with it.
Somebody's been faced with it. Absolutely. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
So now it's part of your repertoire. You've got it now. It's under your belt. So you can be the guy that helps the next guy with that problem that you faced. You know, that's
absolutely
how you become an expert on these things. You know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier was kind of prioritize, you know, or reprioritize and plan the next thing that happens here. You know, in other words,
back to order of events.
Correct.
Yeah.
The order of events. And now I might have been thinking in one direction, and now I have to go and move in another direction.
Right.
I mean, I mean things like even decking and things like that.
Oh, it can be such a mess. It can turn south so quickly.
You know, you and I worked on a deck that really, when I looked at it, it turned into a nightmare.
Oh. Well, it wasn't a nightmare for us. It is a nightmare for the customer, and which is the sad part, because in this particular case, the deck was built with a I hate to say substandard product, but it was a substandard product. It probably wasn't known at the time that it was a substandard product because it was new, but over the years, it's become a very substandard product. And so we did a patch and a workaround on this particular one. But boy, that's not fun when you're saying, here, hey, oh, surprise, surprise, here's a $25,000 problem. You know, and that's about what that one was, John. Maybe a little more because it's high.
To rebuild that whole thing. Oh. So we had to do what we could do, and we weren't going to rebuild it because just that's permit.
It's a lot of things
that was beyond our scope.
Yeah. It's beyond our scope.
That
honestly
was a tear down and redo, but we got it back to where it's safe. You know, and the customer knows that, you know, that it's not going to last that long. And, you know, just to reiterate, I'm running into that wood 7 to 14 years ago. There was some kind of wood that was on the market, and then they put it was awful wood that it's a pressure treated product.
Yeah. It's a pressure treated product.
Supposedly it's a pressure treated product.
Yeah, supposedly.
And then they laid it right over the top of dry below. And that caught all the water to make it even a bigger mess. So anyways, enough for another day there. But, you know, I think we hit this one before, is kind of stay calm. That was the first one, and be flexible on this thing, which we're just talking about here to keep things, to reprioritize and things like that. But, you know, one of the things that I put, you know, in the back of my mind is, you got to learn from your mistakes. I mean,
absolutely.
That's a phrase everybody uses, but you know, you really do. Especially, you know, you go into some dangerous situations, electrical, Or, you know, you might have made a mistake one time of drilling through the wall and hit a pipe. So, you know, you need to learn from those mistakes, which right in that case, hey, I just, you know, homeowners or anybody out there, you know, if you're just starting on this journey of, you know, fixing up your own house or being a handyman, you know, going and just starting to just even hang a picture on the wall and you hit a pipe.
Oh,
that's your surprise nightmare right there.
Yeah. And it happens. That's the
and
thing.
It happens.
Yeah. I mean, and we see the sins of 30 years ago, as I always like to say, is, you know, 20 and 30 years ago, we see what, you know, contractors did to skirt things in the past, and they're nightmares in and of themselves. The thing is, we know now because we've done this a lot, we can identify it. I think the goal of learning from what your experiences are is that now, going forward, you can identify the problems before they even start. So back to like me removing this drain part, I'm like, oh. This is one of my own homes. So for me, it's, do I even want to go down this road or not? Because it works right now. It's just unsightly. And the question is, do I want to, you know?
I think in that case, you know, that's a great known, you know, once again, a known nightmare I need to plan for that one.
It's a planning.
And I think, you know, this is when you get really good folks. Is when you know that you're going to get into something like this, and you can visualize what's behind it. You know what's behind the job. Not that you're going to, be able to see through things, but you know where this is headed. And now it might be like, you know, this thing's going to take me, and I'm going to budget time. I might budget a whole week to fix something like that. Just budget. You know, if I come in under budget in a couple of days, great. But I'm going to give myself and set that expectation within yourself. And that way you won't get frustrated. Because then you can say, hey, man, you know, I'm one day into this and I just got this tub out. I knew that this drain was, you know, was going to be a nightmare. Sure enough, it is. Okay. Calm down.
Well, you're already calm. Because
it's like, okay, we're on plan, you know.
Yep. I mean, in theory, just to give folks the idea, this is just the round part that screws down into the pipe. And I've done this before, so this is why I know how this happens. Theoretically, I can put I have one of the drain tools that has the four fingers, and it goes in, and I should just be able to turn it. And in a perfect world, it's just going to turn out because the threads are nice and clear, and it's going to come up, and I'm going to put the new one in and screw it back in. I think, you know, I don't know what kind of plumbing is in the house. If it's PVC, that's probably what's going to happen. But if it's not, and the house was built at a time when it might be PVC, it might be brass. I'm not sure. And it's on a slab, so there's no way for me to check. And it's like the last time that this happened, I put the tool in, and as I turned it, it broke all the studs off. And now there's the cross piece in the bottom. And if you take your drain off, you'll know what I'm talking about, the cross piece in the bottom. And then what do you do? Well, then you get into cutting this thing. And then you have to be careful not to cut the tank or cut the tub or cut the pipe underneath. It becomes literally it is a nightmare. If you're replacing the tub, you don't care. Okay, but I'm trying not to replace the tub.
Yeah. Right? So now you got to play, you got to be like a jeweler. You got to cut like a jeweler at this point, and at that point, when you're doing something like that, and you know, you got to change yourself around a little bit, just know that you have to do that. I mean, these setbacks are part of life. And just learn from that, you know, don't, you know, just know that that happens. Easier said than done. I get it.
I get it.
But you know what? The longer you think about it and you walk away from it, take a breath, right where we started from, and start to think through the whole project again, you know, how am I going to do this? You might say, hey man, I was just going to go and I'm going to use that tool. And then all of a sudden it just dawns on you, wait a minute, I could use that thing to cut that off. You know, there's all kinds of different scenarios that can happen, but you know, give yourself a chance to think through it. Or at that point, call somebody, get on, you know, your Facebook group with your folks. Ask a question. Just stop and just know, because if you're good, you're going to know your limitations. Say, take a picture of it. Say, here's where I'm at. What would you guys do?
Yep. You know what I do, John? I go to advanced to superior technology. I've got this thing where I can contact the aliens when they come down. Do you realize, you know what he's going to do with my pipe? I'm telling you, this is true story.
Wait a minute. I don't want to know what he's going to
do. He is transporting that whole piece right out of there. He's just going to take and turn it into molecules and ship it up to his ship, and then he's going to put a new one in there. It's the best, Johnny.
Oh, boy.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
All right, folks. Larry, what's... Why don't you take us out of here?
All right, folks, with that, yes, as you know, that's the signifies that the show is ending. But anyway, if you have any questions, send us a question, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. We always answer our questions, either privately or sometimes on the show, just depends on the subject matter. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow. Please like and subscribe our show both on YouTube and on the podcast that you're listening to. That helps us get the word out. Got a Facebook group at Handyman Pros. Got some good stuff out there. And with that, John?
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed the show today and that you understand that you're not the only one that goes through all kinds of frustration doing these things. So, folks, have a great week, and we will see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.